Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is challenging President Joe Biden for the 2024 Democratic presidential nomination. He is the latest member of a storied political dynasty to seek the White House. He is also one of the most prominent voices in the anti-vaccine movement. For decades, that put Kennedy on the fringes of public discourse. During the height of the COVID pandemic, it got him banned from some social media sites. And that, Kennedy says, is motivating his presidential run.
This is what happens when you censor somebody for 18 years.
NPR Shannon Bond has been following these early weeks of Kennedy's campaign. She's here now. Hey there.
Hey, Mary Louise.
All right. What are we hearing from Kennedy on the campaign trail?
Well, you know, he launched this campaign pledging to heal political divides in America and fight collusion. And he's been out there, you know, giving tons of interviews. He's on podcasts. He's talking to magazines, TV networks. And these interviews are just full of conspiracy theories, misleading and even outright false claims. And many of these are things he's been saying for years. So he has claimed that chemicals in the water supply could be turning children transgender. He claims Wi-Fi causes cancer and what he calls leaky brain. He's even suggested that AIDS may not be caused by HIV. And he's repeated his longest false running claim that vaccines cause autism. And of course, Mary Louise, there's no credible evidence for any of this. But, you know, listening to him, it all adds up to this very conspiratorial worldview, this idea that they, whether it's the government, pharmaceutical companies, the media, are lying to you, but he's telling the truth.
When you say Kennedy has been embracing conspiracy theories for years, and we said he's been shunned for that by many circles for years, what is driving him to prominence today?
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. Those views really did sideline him from the mainstream for a long time. But then COVID happened, and the pandemic really gave an opening for Kennedy and other anti-vaccine activists to gain traction. Here's how Colina Coltai put it. She's a researcher who studies the anti-vax movement.
The global pandemic made vaccines and, you know, disease like the conversation, right? And everyone's online. It was able to propel, I think, Kennedy in a way that he would not have been able to if the pandemic never happened.
You know, so during COVID, you know, he was very critical about how the government handled the pandemic, and he aligned himself with many of these criticisms we heard from the political right, opposing mask and vaccine mandates and school and business closures. Kennedy also falsely claimed that COVID vaccines were unsafe and promoted debunked alternative treatments, and you know, that ultimately was what led to him losing some of those social media accounts.
Oh, and did that losing social media accounts, did that actually end up getting him more attention?
Well, it did. And I think it kind of gave him common cause, right? Even more common cause with some of these figures on the right. So he's described being banned from social media as censorship. He accuses the Biden administration of playing a role in getting him deplatformed. And you know, these are complaints we hear from conservatives. And this is what has set the tone for his presidential run, which is now giving him an even bigger platform than he had with COVID.
Well, I guess the central question here is this getting him anywhere with voters?
Right. I mean, many of these views are very out of step with mainstream Democrats, especially vaccines, which, you know, Americans support largely across political parties. Now, the polls do show him gaining some support. Of course, he is still well behind President Biden. And it's hard to know. It's very early, right? You know, it's interesting. As he's campaigning to the degree that he's doing in-person campaigning, he's appeared at many libertarian, even conservative events. Those are not the places you'd expect to reach Democrats.
Yeah.
You know, our colleagues at New Hampshire Public Radio have reported there's not much of a ground campaign in New Hampshire, which is, you know, traditionally the first primary. Where Kennedy does have support is among his fellow anti-vaccine activists and anti-establishment types. He's also been embraced by wealthy tech executives, including Elon Musk and Twitter founder Jack Dorsey and some of venture capitalists who see Kennedy as a contrarian free thinker. He also has the support of Trump allies Steve Bannon and Roger Stone. They've encouraged this challenge to Biden. So, Mary Louise, you know, even as a long shot candidate, Kennedy's views are out there. They're getting attention, which is exactly what he wants.
And Pierre Shannon Bond, thank you.
Thanks so much.